And do you have any feeling that living in Belgium here has affected your tradition and rituals?
Oh, now no. Now no. Before, it was, that was my idea or my mind. But now, it's not. Now we do things like we do our cultural things, like in Ghana, and how we name babies, how we, if somebody dies, how we behave, or what we do. It's still the same. We do the same thing here. The only thing is we cannot make too much noise. And yeah, and we cannot say, ah, we want to see the body, that we open it there. It is laid. It is laid for everybody to, or friends to come and see the person for the last, and the next day is closed and they go and bury it. But here it's like you have to go to the mortuary. I think 2 days before the burial, it's closed or something. Yeah, that is the only difference. But
So that can, it's some sort of ritual that you have.
Yeah.
Adapted from the Fleming Society.
Yeah, that we don't have to, and even it has made us know, especially those in Europe. Eh, it has outside made us know that even it's not healthy. Opening the dead body like that to the public, everybody, because you don't know the contamination or the disease, or it's very dangerous. And to, so this has also wake us up to know, no, you cannot be looking. It's close family can go to the mortuary and it's finished. Even now it's happening in Ghana. They don't keep bodies anymore open for people to come. You can go there to the mortuary to look and it's finished. So it's good. Like my mother, they just brought her in the morning from the mortuary, would dress everything in the house. And there in the mortuary, they just put her in the casket to the house, just to pass the house before they bury her. And we watched her and all that, and they took her away. So it was just for, let's say, an hour, because the pastor has to pray, and we sing something, and they have to, we have our family culture that we have to do, like me and my siblings, we have to put a ring and like handbook to say, oh, this is what we have, and money, this is what we have for you on your way. If you are thirsty, you buy water. Like that is our culture. So our father has to give, the children have to give, the family has to give. So we do that when the body is in the house, and then it's about an hour and it's away. So now it's adopted there too. We don't open the coffins anymore for people to. So I think it's a good thing that we also travel to see some things. Eh? Mm-hmm.
And with all these gatherings or the this thing, do you normally invite other family members that are around? And is it possible that others can even come from other countries?
Yeah, from the parties I've been and now till now, there are other people who have family in like America, Canada, London, and they come. When my mother died, I had a funeral here, and my sister in Canada, she came with her husband. And I had family also in London, they came, Germany.
To Ghana or to here?
To here. Yeah.
But your mother died in
Ghana. So here it's like their friends come to say sorry. So you organize something with some drinks and food for friends. And those who couldn't go with you to Ghana or something, they like to give something for what you spent, the burial and all that. So that is how. And in Ghana, that's how we do it. And some Thai people help with a little bit of money and drink or something else. It's not only money, but everybody helps to for the person to be buried. So it's like that. But here, because they cannot help me with anything, there is only money for my ticket or something, then they come to help. It's like that.